Good evening, and welcome to Aggressive Couch number 25, Diet Soda Still Sucks. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And it still does suck. It was either that, or I was going to call it Punishment Party.
Alright.
Well, I had to go with the... Because when I stopped and got my sub, I could have got a diet soda, but I still can't bring myself to it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it has alcohol in it, then that's another story.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we weren't here last week, or we were somewhere, but not here. You know what I mean? Not in digital form, I guess. Is that what he is? What are you looking at me? Like, not saying anything.
Great introduction, Ryan.
No one's listening anyway. Anyway, I guess we'll cover some more crap. But before we get started, I need to bring something up. Last week, or maybe it was, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, doesn't fucking matter, I went to Laura's work was having some kind of charity thing at this bowling alley.
Yeah.
So we went out that night, but she went out with, beforehand, so I showed up like 45 minutes later, and this is probably like 9:30. Mm-hmm. And they actually had a band in a bowling alley bar, which seems kind of odd.
Yeah.
And the band, I guess they weren't too bad, but they were like an old blues band type. It's just a bunch of guys in their mid-40s, late 50s, you know, playing blues music. But anyway, I walk in the door, and there's this guy there, and he goes, "Are you here to see the band?" And I just told him, "Say no, I'm here to find my wife." And he just gave me this dirty look and, like, walked away from me. Then after that, the whole time we were there, he kept staring at me every time he seen me. I guess he thought I was there, like, to, I don't know, beat somebody up or something like that.
Yeah.
But I almost felt bad for the band because, I mean, there was probably only... maybe 10 people paying attention to him, I guess. Mm-hmm. I know. We're going to rock.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
That's never happened to anyone that we know, right?
No. But, I mean, I guess they were too, they did, you know, keep playing with yourself by the Georgia Satellites.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards, we went out to another bar. This is great. We went to this other bar. It's a complete dive bar. It's near our house. It's great. Because they basically turned their basement into a bar, like, years and years ago.
Yeah.
But it's such a small and, like, divey place, but it's got a nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ruined it by having karaoke there. So now you have, like, these rednecks with missing teeth and stuff doing country songs. And half of the people there look like they just want to die.
Yeah.
And the other people look like, "What? Why the hell am I coming here?"
Yeah, where's that place at? I think I might have driven past it.
It's probably like 5 minutes up from my house. It's right by the river.
Okay. North or south?
I guess that would be south.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. But it's actually not a bad bar. They have great food in there.
Yeah.
So you can go in there and get... and their drinks are cheap, too.
Yeah, people even drink the bad stuff if there's a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, hey, you can't complain if you get a drink for $2. Or,
mm-hmm.
And that's liquor, too. It's not beer.
Yeah.
And they make them strong. They're not, you know. But their pool table, too, is like an arcade, like, kiddie pool table, almost.
Smaller than the one Dad has?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because that one's like a 7-footer.
Yeah.
I mean, and it came from an arcade.
Yeah. Well, maybe 7 foot is probably pushing it.
Yeah.
But it seems rather small. I mean, the place isn't that big. I mean, it's probably as big as this room here.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bigger. But anyway, I just had to bring that stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Salty Dog.
Okay.
And this topic covers the big initiative now for foods to be less salty.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to bring this up because I thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, it's just another thing with people can't control themselves, basically.
Yeah.
So if things are so salty, stop eating such salty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know, I guess the initiative really is just to say they want less salt and processed foods and things like that overall.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? I mean, people are still going to be hogs. Won't you just eat double that?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's people are just going to put salt on the food. Now, I can understand maybe that's what they're saying. It should be an individual choice.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, if it's too salty, you can't take salt off it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so much, maybe it's not about trying to control people. Maybe it's just about trying to offer a choice. I don't know. But to me, this is why people hate Democrats.
Yeah. Or anybody in general. I mean, it goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, because there's 100 people that, 100,000, yeah, 100 people, 100,000 people that die every year from heart disease and stroke.
Yeah, but the thing is unless you have a genetic predisposition to sort of a salt allergy, salt really doesn't, if you overdose on it, it's going to kill you, but you can overdose on water.
Yeah.
You know, high salt isn't really a big deal. It's insane amounts of salt is what it takes to kill an average person.
Yeah, but a lot of people do have a lot of salt. I know my mother-in-law, she basically has no taste buds at all because she puts salt on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, not just like a little sprinkle. I mean, she's like piling it on. And one time we were over there and she made lasagna and she's piling salt onto lasagna.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Who does that? She's like, I like salt. I don't want salt on my food. My God.
Well, salt is an intensifier. As long as you don't put on so much salt that all you taste is the salt.
Yeah, but I think that's the problem. That's all people want to taste is salt.
Yeah. But like I said, it's not really, you have to go insane with salt before it causes any harm to the average person. If you don't have high blood pressure, you don't need to worry about it. Even if you do have high blood pressure, I reduced my salt and my blood pressure didn't change. You know, it was more, I guess, being lazy.
Well, it does help. I mean, but if you ate everything, if you eat everything that's processed, everything is, I mean, if you go to McDonald's or Burger King or whatever like that, and if you ate that, then if you ate something that's a frozen dinner, anything that's processed like that is going to have a high amount of salt.
Yeah.
And that will affect you over time.
I know people were complaining about the amount of salt in, say, diet soda, but here it's only 50 milligrams. That's 2% of your RDA.
Yeah.
And the RDA is basically the minimum amount of salt that you need to survive.
And I know I've cut back before on salt, and you really do taste the difference.
Yeah.
After you do that for a while, then you go back and taste something, you're like, my God, someone went nuts with the salt shaker. But since we are talking about salt, like, I have like a tie-in article for this.
Okay.
You may have seen this about McDonald's banning Happy Meals.
Mm-hmm.
Or in California, in Santa Clara County, they want to ban McDonald's from putting toys in Happy Meals.
Yeah.
Because they're saying it's
the toys are such poor quality.
Because it's making the kids want the toys so bad that they'll eat the crap that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would buy it. That's almost like with the salt. I mean, shouldn't a parent be responsible for that, not some city?
Now, granted, with salt, yeah, if everything's loaded with salt, what do you do? If you want to cut salt, you just don't eat at those places.
Yeah.
But with something like Happy Meals, that's ridiculous. That's going too far.
It is. And this the article I found about this is because this guy is, I guess, from the New York Times or whatever.
Yeah.
Basically, he's just a big pussy.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he's complaining like, whoa, my kids, I know my kids have never asked me to say, I need to go to McDonald's to get that toy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll ask maybe to go there, but it's never usually for the toy.
Yeah.
I can't remember a time my kids ever gone, we got to go and get a toy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the toys they give you, it's not like a high-quality toy.
No.
I mean, it's not like they're giving away laptops and in the Happy Meals. Here you go, kids, a $2 laptop. Enjoy it.
Yeah, or, you know, the real steel razor blades that's inside the burger.
Yeah. And he goes on to say in this article that I'm sick of having to compete with the lowest common denominator when it comes to creating a healthy environment for my family. Children don't have a mature sense of social reality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, You don't have to stop at McDonald's, you dumbass. I mean, really.
Yeah, what kind of pussy just eats wherever the kids... we never got to eat where we wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if we yelled and screamed and cried, that was 50-50. I mean, you were playing with fire there.
But
they might just drive you back home and not buy anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, I my parents were like that, too.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like there's this thing from The Simpsons where, you know, what happens if one of us is good and one of us is bad? Then Bart goes, poison pizza, and Homer goes, oh, no, I'm not making two stops. But anyway, this wimp goes on to complain. You know, they don't understand the difference between Ronald McDonald, Santa Claus, or the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your kid doesn't understand the difference between those, he probably does have a mental problem, maybe.
Well, if he's the child of that guy, he probably does have a mental problem. You know he's got a bad father.
Why is the Easter Bunny putting Big Macs underneath my pillow? And why is Ronald McDonald fucking my mother? Then, you know, obviously they're going to prefer fake food engineered to create addiction and a shiny new toy. I don't know. I've never been addicted to hamburgers. I guess maybe it could happen, but...
Well, you can get addicted to clipping your fingernails. I mean, anything's addictive.
Yeah. But I just had to tie that into the whole salt thing. I just thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I found this article about this guy, whining and complaining about it.
Yeah.
Basically, it just comes down to take care of your fucking kids.
Yeah.
You asshole. All right. I guess we can move on now.
All right. What was segment number two?
You want to do the thing about the lyrics?
Oh, yeah. The power section here, also known as the good part, because I came up with it. Worst lyrics to stain otherwise good songs. I was thinking about this when I was listening to the radio, and they had Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Okay.
And it got to the part, it's like, we got to love and rub a dub.
Yes.
What in the fuck does that mean?
I think he was looking for a rhyme.
Yeah.
When he's talking about sex.
Well, yeah, but that's ridiculous. Can't you come up... I could come up with a better rhyme than that.
Maybe it's for a radio thing, or he's just so high when he wrote it.
Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, I would have just said love twice, you know?
We got the love.
Yeah, we got the love. That would have been better. Trust me. That wouldn't have been very good, but it would have been an improvement.
You know, most people I don't even think listen to lyrics.
Well, yeah. But even so, something like that, it's a real stink burger. It just totally... Yeah, it's definitely how much pot was being smoked when the song was written. I think you had to be on pot to enjoy the song, really.
Yeah. I think your sister is really the only Lenny Kravitz fan there is.
That isn't baked, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure she likes him anymore.
I think she's the only person I knew that ever bought it.
Yeah.
That makes me crazy, too. I mean, some artists are popular, but you never know anyone that actually has any of their albums.
Yeah.
So how does that happen?
I don't know.
It's a conspiracy, I tell you.
All right. How about NXS, Heaven Sent?
Yeah.
Where it's got a bunch of songs about, you know, she works in the library uptown and all this other... I mean, these lyrics are completely stupid. Like, maybe overly specific, guys. And it's a shame, because that is such a great song.
Yeah. Well, maybe they figure because the way...
No one's listening.
Yeah, so. No one's listening. And la, 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 la.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
But even just going la, la, la for a couple lines would have been better.
Because after you get to the verse in that song, or the chorus in that song, you don't care about the rest of the song.
Yeah, but even... I think it was Kurt Cobain who said, you don't have to write good lyrics. They just don't write bad lyrics.
Yeah.
Don't write lyrics that are actively bad. As long as it's not actively bad, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
But that's what we're talking about. Lyrics that were bad.
Does that count for any country song that's out there?
Well, we're talking about otherwise good song.
Well, I didn't come up with any songs, so that's why I'm relying on you.
Oh, okay. How about Stairway to Heaven? Okay. It was just one. It was utterly meaningless. A lot of people, like Kurt Cobain or Led Zeppelin, did scratch lyrics.
Yeah.
Where they would just, they would be jamming on it, so the singer would just be making up words off the top of his head. And he didn't even know what they meant. They were just words. But then that was basically the 90% of the words ended up in the final version of the song.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, they're so baked at that point, too.
Yeah. That does lead to some really good lyrics.
Yeah.
But, or somebody just makes something up, and then everyone's like, wow, that's so deep. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Like, what is that? Hey, Dude by the Beatles.
Yeah.
Where the movement you need is on your shoulder.
Yeah.
That's actually a good line.
Yeah.
But Paul McCartney's just, movement. There we go.
But what about I Am the Walrus, still?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
well, that whole song just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know, but it's a good song, though. It's catchy.
Yeah.
I Am the Walrus.
Didn't we do something like that with, like, I Am the Burger. Ooga. the 80s were kind of kings for this. They would have entire songs of banal lyrics.
Yeah. The 80s problem, I think, has to be the art. And, you know, we're going to be artists.
No, I don't think that was so much it. I think a lot of it, like Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me.
Yeah.
It was literally just a bunch of sentimental, sappy lyrics just thrown together.
Yeah.
Even the band hated the song. And it's the music for that song is so great.
Yeah.
And even the chorus is good.
Yeah.
But most of the rest of the lyrics is just garbage.
Yeah, it's like, won't you forget about me? I'll be alone dancing with my... I mean, you could come up with, I guess, countless songs.
Yeah, I decided to just pick one.
Okay.
That really represents the 80s there.
Dancing with myself.
Mm-hmm. That's a great song.
It is, but it's still...
I don't know. It's not about masturbation, right?
Sure.
Does anyone believe that?
There is a bathroom on the right.
Yeah.
Let's not get into that whole thing now.
No.
Do you have any more over there?
Nope.
All right.
I was kind of hoping you would have a few.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to revisit this because I got just tied up with other things. I was thinking, well, I can't really come up with anything. All right, well, let's talk about our loyal god, Michael Stipe.
All right.
I'm just kind of curious why he's so mad right now.
Yeah.
We had all the earthquakes. And the
volcano.
Yeah, and the volcano. And now he's poisoned the sea with the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so mad, Michael Stipe? Why?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't get invited to the Oscars.
Maybe.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Maybe he's upset that Kate Gosselin isn't on Dancing with the Stars anymore.
Yeah. Or maybe that Kid Rock gets more pussy than him.
Yeah, maybe. He should anyway. Maybe he's bi at this point.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening, Michael Stipe, please don't hurt us anymore.
Yeah, what can we do to please Stipe?
I don't know.
What can we sacrifice? A couple beers?
Maybe. Maybe a couple of Gucci handbags or something.
Yeah.
Maybe dress up as queens. Maybe he's just demanding to listen to R.E.M. albums.
Yeah. When was the last time anyone did that?
Exactly. They had a single that came out like last year. It was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go buy the album.
Yeah. I think I remember reading something about that. People said it was, you know, their best album in X number of years, a real return to form, and nobody bought it.
Yeah. Well, after you shit on people for a number of years.
Yeah.
Eventually, the abusive wife isn't going to come back if you keep shitting and shitting on her.
Well, a lot of times they do.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some core people that can get back, like, ooh, man.
But they were the ones who probably bought the last six albums.
Yeah, I mean, U2 still manages to sell albums.
Yeah.
And that has to be just to their core fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's commercials and God knows what else.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, because there is U2 is supposed to go on tour, so maybe Michael Stipe is mad at that.
Yeah.
He's punishing everyone. So I think we've concluded that Michael Stipe is trying to kill U2.
Yeah.
I would go with that. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Hopefully that's not true. Maybe it is. Yes?
What? My topic?
I guess so.
All right, I didn't get the hint. Ta-da! Okay, get the hint when a person tries to subtly hint something and the other person doesn't get it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that frustrating? When you're trying to tell somebody something and hinting and hinting and hinting and they're just not getting it?
Yes.
And also, who's to blame? The hinter or the hintee?
I think both parties could be at blame.
Well, don't you, at some point, have a responsibility if the other person's not getting it to just be blunt and tell them?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't it better to just be blunt in the first place?
It is, but a lot of people don't like to be blunt. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because they figure they might have to see that person again.
Typically, the person will actually be less mad at you if you just tell them straight up.
Maybe it depends on the situation.
But by and large, people are going to be upset at you no matter what.
Yeah.
They're going to be just as upset at you eventually. It's just you might be delaying it.
Yeah. Well, some people never get the hint no matter what.
Yeah.
If you're in the middle of something. Like, hey, I want to talk right now. I'm sorry, I can't, fuckface.
You know, like people who've been married for 20 years.
You know, a lot of things in life would be easier if you could be more direct and blunt with people.
I think for one thing, if you are constantly direct and blunt with people, they get used to you being blunt and direct and realize that that's just who you are.
Yeah.
So they're actually very accepting of it.
Yeah.
Once you start being more blunt.
Yeah, that walks a fine line, too, because then most people just think you're an asshole.
Well, that's it. You can be blunt without being an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm saying that most people will actually thank you for being up front.
Yeah.
Even if they're upset at first, they were going to be upset anyway.
Yeah.
And they'll probably just be glad that you told them.
Yeah. Now, I know that, like, when we've gotten together with, like, some of Laura's friends, and she's introduced me to people when I go meet other people, I know I sometimes can be what people deem offensive.
Yeah.
It's a sort of bluntness, but, you know, I can't help making jokes about Jesus and things like that. It just happens. And a lot of those people think I'm an asshole then.
Yeah.
But they just don't see the humor in it like I do.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you know, I'm the same type of person, too. It'd be like, well, it wouldn't be kind of funny if that person did fall down the steps. I mean, you could help them afterwards, but... In the context of comedy, it's kind of funny.
It's not like I pushed them. I didn't kill any dogs. Yeah.
Because we had some of our friends over. This was, happened a couple weeks ago, and I said something about Jesus or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they go to church. I mean, they know I don't. And
yeah.
Lord, I mean, she's considered Catholic, but we don't go to church or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty much agnostic anyway.
Yeah.
And I said something about Jesus, and our friend's like, you know, that's offensive. And I was like, yeah, it is, but it's funny, isn't it? And she agreed with me. She's like, you know what? It is actually kind of funny. Because I explained to her. I was like, you can't beat things like that. It's just funny to think about. Everyone takes themselves too seriously.
What did you say? Oh, yeah. People take our Savior too seriously. You'll take death and life after death way too seriously.
I forget what the joke was. Oh, no. I think it's like what you've said before, and I've like the whole thing about Jesus having the daddy issues type thing. Or something along that line.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, that's offensive. And I said, well, really, think about
compared
it.
Compared to what I could have said, that wasn't offensive at all.
Yeah. But they're kind of, you know, they're used to it now.
Yeah.
I can only do so much to entertain. But I'd say both people can be in the blame.
Mm-hmm.
Unless maybe you're just a bad hinter.
Yeah, that can happen. But I think a lot of times some people just don't want to believe. It's like they've gotten the hint, but they just don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Sort of like, you know, when people fool themselves into thinking, you know, there is a God, or that these pants run small, or my hair will grow back, I will walk again, that type of thing. I mean, we have an almost infinite capacity to lie to ourselves.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone is conditioned to lie to themselves to a point.
Yeah.
It makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, but even there, I think it's hard to tell when you are being honest with yourself, I think.
Yeah.
I like to think that I'm honest with myself, but I know most people would say the same thing.
Yeah. Well, if you got to sit there and tell yourself that you're honest with yourself, you're probably lying to yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to convince myself of that. I was trying to find ways where I'm not being totally honest with myself.
Yeah.
And I try to be honest with myself when I find them.
Yeah. So you're saying your subconscious is a dirty liar.
Yeah.
It could happen, I guess. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, no, you can't win that battle no matter what, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people you just need to tell to fuck off. And
yeah.
Then if you're subtle with some people, they never get it, but then they, like, use it against you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who knows? So I guess what we're saying is, I don't know.
Yep.
We wrapped that up nicely, didn't we? All right. Well, since it's since it is almost May, and since everyone else is doing this shit, I guess we need to fill some time, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about summer movies that are coming up.
All right. Let's try to stretch this segment.
All right. See, this is when we need, you know, like bumpers, music, go, summer movie preview.
That was great. Yeah. We'll just use that.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about summer movies.
All right. We got Morton Downey Jr. is returning as Tony Stark Pro Skater 2.
Yes. Yeah, that actually comes out next week.
Yeah.
Will you be going to see it?
No.
Why not? Whatever.
I don't go to see movies.
Well, you should. You went and seen the Fox movie, didn't you?
Yeah. That was the first time I've been in like 10 years.
So it's another Iron Man movie coming out.
Yeah. And Ozzy in this one?
No.
Is Harriet?
Nope. But of course, you know, what we talked when we were talking about the internet ruining things.
Yeah.
And, I'm not saying they've already ruined the movie, but of course everything...
Well, it's a popcorn movie. You know what the plot's going to be.
Yeah, you do. But then it makes you laugh because you get people that complain, like, this movie's not that good.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be that good. Well, it never is because you're...
People still go see them, and that's why... I mean, we've touched on this before. I've kind of come to the realization that these movies aren't very good, and they're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be generic light entertainment, sort of like a sitcom. Everybody hated sitcoms and agreed that they were terrible, and yet they were extremely popular, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And everyone agreed that they were terrible, but we watched them.
That's what I'll never get. People still line up and go to the movies for them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, with a movie like that, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's not like they're really trying to hide it. And it's based on a fucking comic book, for God's mm-hmm. sakes.
The comic book probably had more depth than the movie, although I wouldn't know, not being familiar with either.
No, comic books are a serious art form now.
Yeah. Comic books are struggling to survive. Is there a connection?
Yeah, they're dark and who knows, blah, blah, blah. So if you're going to go see Morton Downey Jr. in Iron Man 2, they should CG him in the whole movie. My God.
Yeah, will you sign my cigarette? Yeah.
Now, another summer movie that's coming out, also in the month of May, on May 27th, is Sex in the City 2.
Okay.
Now, I know that you've been watching Sex in the City for years, Dave, and
mm-hmm.
and bought 5 copies of the last Sex in the City.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say about Sex in the City is that the title is deceiving.
Yeah.
I mean, there is sex in it, but it's not hardcore sex.
Mm-hmm. It does have Kim Cattrall, so Crow from Mystery Science Theater is going to be real happy about that.
Yeah. I wonder if she's going to reprise her role as from Mannequin in this movie.
Or that movie she was in with James Earl Jones.
Yeah. But anyway, Sex in the City 2 is coming out. So I guess maybe if you're desperate and mm-hmm. need to take your girlfriend out to see bunch of women yak and have periods on screen.
Yeah. And coming up next, just like we had Alien and then Aliens, we had Predator, and now we have Sexual Predators.
Yes.
That's coming out later this year, I think. I think my list might have been in alphabetical order rather than release order.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going by release order.
Yeah, so what do you think of the new Predator film?
Pointless.
Yeah, the one with the all the Catholic priests in it?
Yes. There's lots of Predators.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest here. There's probably no more in the Catholic Church than there are in any other church. Yeah.
In a world where sexual predators run rampant.
Yeah. The only difference is the Catholic Church kind of covered for them.
Yeah.
Whereas most other churches, they just let the cops deal with them like anybody else.
Well, the thing about that Predators movie is it's you know, another rehash, basically. Mm-hmm. Another reboot.
Yeah.
And it's still... people will go see it. It won't be, like, a real big hit. It'll be probably, like, a modest hit.
Yeah.
And some people will go see it. But it's still missing the main component, which is some... you're still missing the big, tough action guy.
Mm-hmm.
And really, now, there really isn't any, like, real big, tough action guys.
I'm not considering that a bad thing.
Well, you need it for a movie like that. It's just...
well, I hate movies like that, so...
But if you're fighting an alien, do you want a bunch of wimps going, I think we can do this? You expect someone to go in there and be able to rip some heads off. Yeah. We see a guy with scrawny arms, and I think we're going to think our way out of this. Mm-hmm. No, you can't do that in a movie like that. It's about tearing shit and blowing shit up. I mean, mm-hmm. that is a popcorn movie. I mean, things are going to get killed. You know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I just the over the last few, you know, probably 10 years, it's been like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's really no big bad tough guy.
Yeah.
And granted, movie after movie it gets stale. But in a movie like this, you do need a big tough guy.
Yeah, probably the closest was Woody Harrelson in Zombieland.
Yeah.
Because that was a parody.
Yeah, and Zombieland's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie 300, you couldn't. You could have did that movie with a bunch of scrawny people like, hey, I don't know. And, you know, everyone's questioning themselves now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it was just go in there, no questions asked,
yeah.
Shoot and pile up some dead bodies and maybe think about asking questions.
I mean, in theory, it does make the movie a little deeper, but in reality, since everybody does it, it's just cliche.
Yeah. You know, really, do you...
They need to mix it up some.
Yeah.
But we've talked about bandwagon humping, so...
Oh, hey, guess what? Another Shrek movie is coming out.
Yeah.
Shrek Forever. Or Forever After, I'm sorry.
Oh.
And guess what? It's going to be in 3 fucking D.
Wow.
I know. You know, I'm surprised that Iron Man is not in 3D.
Yeah.
It's actually more respectful that they didn't go for the... They could have went for a money grab like that.
Yeah.
So, I would say Iron Man deserves some respect for not going... whoring themselves out in 3D.
Yeah.
But you're going to have another Shrek movie. Yay. Mm-hmm. Big fucking deal.
Yeah. I've never even seen Shrek, so I wouldn't know.
First one is not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was different at the time. And by the time they got to the third one, I guess somebody bought my kids, like, Shrek the Third or something on DVD.
Yeah.
And my kids watched it, and they... My younger kids didn't like it. They're, I mean, I guess they sat through it, but they never asked to watch it again. So that when that happens, that tells you something.
I know on Mythbusters, they tried to make a candle out of real earwax.
Yeah.
And they had to get like a couple hundred people to get enough earwax. And it was horrible. It smelled like burning flesh. And it wouldn't stay lit, and it kept like exploding.
Nice.
But they got that from one of the Shrek films.
Oh, okay.
I think it was from the third one.
I never sat through the third. I think we started for the kids. I seen like 10 minutes of it. I was like, I'm out of here. I ain't watching that. All right, let's move on to the month of June.
Okay.
Crazy Tom Cruise is back in a movie called Night and Day.
Yeah.
It looks like he's playing some spy or something and gets up with some chick.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought Tom Cruise, that'd be too easy.
Yeah.
I didn't write anything on that.
Well, I just happened to see it here. And now, only if he played it as the true Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You know, in fight scenes. Now, Xenu, or whatever the fuck that guy's name is, going to come back.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Right. The whole movie just become people patronizing him. Yes, we're going to take this serious as a religion. Thank you. That must be rough if you're a Scientologist.
Yeah.
I mean, other religions get shit on, but when you're in a religion like that, that has to be even worse.
Yeah. Well, the thing is the other religions at least have an excuse because they were really old and people didn't know any better.
Yeah. Yeah, what's this one, like 30, 40 years old?
Well, older than that, about 50, 60.
Yeah.
Even so.
Oh, when you brought up Predators, did you have anything down about the new Karate Kid coming out?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be a remake.
No.
It's marginally original.
Maybe.
I mean, they're using the name and the same basic plot.
Yeah.
But
it's basically now a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Maybe like a pre-teen type movie.
Wasn't the original?
Yeah, it's more like a teen, because this kid's like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But then I've seen the trailer for this movie, and then, you know, Jackie Chan comes in to help him because he's getting beat up, and they're like 10-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Why don't you just punch him in the face and the movie be over? I mean, he's fighting these 10-year-old, you know, a grown man fighting these 10 punch him in the face. I mean, break their legs or something. I think he should be able to handle it. I mean, they have no body mass at all.
Well, I don't know. They're kind of small, but they're pretty wiry.
They could be, but it should just be. That's why you need Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie. I'd punch you in the face.
No, he'd just end up reenacting Kindergarten Cop and going into flashbacks.
Start shooting the kids. Take that.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Well, I guess since we're still in the 80s, let's talk about the A-Team.
Yeah, it's not a porno.
No, it's a gritty reboot.
Oh, yes, just what I was looking for.
Well, I don't know about gritty, but now instead of being on the run from the Vietnam War, it's now the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, like in the series, no one could ever find them.
Yeah.
Well, the government couldn't find them, but everyone else could.
Yeah.
So what's that say, man? It tells you that the government is, they can't run anything. They can't even find the A-Team.
Yeah, because movies are reality.
Yes.
And realities are less than television.
I'm going to see one of the teabaggers come up with that excuse. You know what, man? They couldn't find the A-Team, so how are they going to run anything else?
Yeah.
It's not real, sir.
That didn't stop them from believing all that stuff that... You know, Reagan read fictional stories from Reader's Digest in the State of the Union or something, and people believed him.
You have another movie you want to talk about?
Yeah, there's another toilet flick coming up.
Yep, I was right on that one. Yay, more man on man and the girl on the way action. Unfortunately, that movie's going to make a shitload of money.
Well, yeah.
Because all the little girls are going to go see it. And my wife will be there with them, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope they have towels on the seats.
Mm-hmm. There's also Piranhas 3D.
Yeah.
I didn't write anything about it. I suppose I should have. It just says Piranhas 3D. I mean, is that a real movie, or I just make that up?
No, it's a real movie, and it's coming out.
All right.
That it could be good, because it could be campy.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like they're going to take them... They're not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Of course, the original Piranha wasn't really... But still, I mean, that's just another cash grab for 3D, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was filmed in 3D. It's one of these, we lay it on afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Don't forget about, there's a Marmaduke movie coming out.
Is that going to be 3D?
No, but It's a live-action movie.
Yeah, does Marmaduke talk in it? He doesn't talk in the strips.
Yeah, of course. He's voiced by Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, can you get me some weed? I'm so gonna get stoned.
You should see him in, or listen to him in Fantastic Mr. Fox. He does, like, the absolute perfect middle school gym teacher.
Yeah.
Plus, in The Life Aquatic, he was good.
Yeah. Well, no, he's been in some good movies, but come on,
yeah,
Marmaduke.
But he didn't sound like it was baked, like he does when he's in person.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Marmaduke is going to be just...
baked.
Yeah. I'm so stoned. You got any chocolate cookies?
I saw something for some animated movie, Despicable Me.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I mean, that looks like it could be great. It could be horrible.
I think that might be a... No, it's a DreamWorks movie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about some guy trying to pull the moon into... or blow up the moon or something.
Yeah.
Like the... I think it
was... I mean, that could be, like, great spy versus spy Mad Magazine type fun.
Yeah.
Or it could be utterly garbage. I don't think it's... It's not going to be an in-between movie.
Yeah.
It just looks like it's going to be polarizing.
But I think that was the plot of Moonraker, too, wasn't it? To blow up the moon.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Oh, hey, since we're on kids' movies, what about Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore? You're coming
Kitty
to
Galore?
Yeah, Kitty
Galore. Kitty Galore?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. And guess what? It's going to be in 3D, and it's a PG-rated spy spoof.
Mm-hmm.
The sequel to Revenge of Kitty... Oh, wait, that's the name of it. The two sides join forces against a common enemy. A demented, hairless cat, voiced by Bette Midler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to save everyone some time, and if you shit in a bucket and wipe it on yourself, you've summed up the plot of that movie. And if you're going to take your kids to see that movie, you hate children and your kids. And they hate you.
How about Baby Geniuses?
They made two of those, too.
Yeah.
Who was watching that shit?
Yeah, seriously. How could you make two films? Like, the first one, did it even make any money? It must have.
It must have made enough.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe the next one just did, like, a DVD release.
Yeah.
Which is usually just a cash grab at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people that are buying it, oh, my God. And the problem I have, the biggest problem with the kids' movies is just, it is shit, most of it.
Yeah.
No one puts thought in it. They just shit on a floor and
yeah.
People line up to buy it.
Well, yeah, sort of like, well, I was thinking Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Which we've missed. I don't know how I missed that one. It's going to be yet another Pixar film.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't they getting a little too formulaic at this point?
Yeah. No, it's different because the kid's going to college now.
Yeah, but every single one has still got the same. The plots are different, but the characters are all basically the same.
Yeah.
They follow the exact same story arc every time. You can time it on your watch. I mean, you could set your watch by it.
Yeah, because it's safe and people won't.
Yeah, and the thing is they're not bad movies. It's just they're repeating themselves.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're 7 years old, you might get behind something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Because you can do the same movie 20 times over because you got a new crop every year.
Yeah.
It's just like heavy metal releasing the same album for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know.
But I would applaud somebody more for going to see Toy Story, but I would probably hit somebody sooner with a baseball bat if they went and took their kids to see that Cats and Dogs movie. I mean, you just have to have standards. Oh, and the sword... fuck this. It's another Nicolas Cage movie. So you know what you're getting. He needs to pay taxes, so go see it.
Yeah.
What else?
I think I'm done. Well, for the movies, anyway.
There's the last Airbender movie coming out.
Yeah.
If you watch that.
No.
Yeah, some.
Oh, yeah, there was this thing called MacGruber.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Saturday Night Live was still on. I guess it was just Mad TV that finally got canned.
Yep. Yeah, it's based on a 30-second skit, basically.
Yeah. That was probably funny the first time.
Yep.
Yeah, although, you never really know with Saturday Night Live unless you watch it. And who does that?
They're very hit and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we cut it. So, yes, summer movies. I guess people will go see them.
Yep. Summer breeze.
All right. Well, since we did this big summer movie preview, should we, what do you want to move on to now?
Let's do the underrated and unappreciated.
Okay.
There's a guy that I work with. I won't mention his name, but it's Steve Weller.
Okay.
And he plays amateur hockey. And he actually, you know, when the Hanson brothers from Slapshot, they come and do the charity thing here locally.
Yeah.
He pays $250 to get insulted by the Hanson brothers and to get hit in the face with pucks. Well, it's not bad. There's better ways to spend money, but...
Okay.
But he's like an amateur goalie for some soccer team.
Yeah.
And I know one day we were talking about soccer or talking about hockey. And, you know, he said something about, you know, hockey was kind of underrated. And I said, look, come on. It's hockey. Nobody likes it. That's why nobody knows about it. Yeah. He was saying something about low turnout, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on. It's ice hockey. Nobody cares. And we've got, like, the Bears, which are supposed to be this fairly good team. And they do have some rabid fans in this area.
Yeah.
Like, maybe one out of every 20 people you meet know yeah. that we have a hockey team. But anyway, ice hockey.
Okay.
Ice hockey is soccer with sticks, and it's incredibly dull.
If you're watching it on TV, yeah.
Well, anything's exciting if you watch it live.
No,
a post office fire, or you know, a riot at the giant supermarket.
The only reason you can say soccer would be exciting if you're there because you don't know if you're going to get killed. It's not so much it's a life or death thing in the stands.
Yeah, but I mean, ice hockey is soccer with sticks on ice.
I would disagree because hockey.
No, it is because you got a ball or a puck. You got players. You got the ridiculous offsides rules. You got these little nets with a goalie. It's exactly the same, but you're on sticks.
But hockey is faster. It's a very fast pace.
Yeah, but it's sort of like basketball. It just goes from one end to the other, and nobody ever scores.
Yeah, they don't, but the action is everything else, really. Because they're moving down there, and it's really the checks and mm-hmm. things like that that make it get people pumped up more mm-hmm. than anything.
But still, it's I think the reason why the fights break out is because the players are just as bored as the fans are.
Yeah. And when they're all around trying to score, it's mm-hmm. it's much better than soccer and much better than basketball.
Yeah.
Because basketball...
Well, basketball is just the ball goes from one end of the court to the other. It's like score, 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 score.
The worst thing about basketball is they might as well not even play the game. They might as well just cut the whole game down to the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And just do it like that. Because mm-hmm. what happens in basketball, someone scores, and it's like, oh, there's 15 seconds left. Timeout. Then someone does another play. Oh, there's 13 seconds left. Timeout.
Well, football gets like that, too. Just not as bad.
Yeah. Basketball is the worst offender of it.
Yeah. Well, NASCAR is like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I went over to my dad's house. There was 20 laps left at Talladega. You go around there in about like 45 seconds per lap.
Yeah.
And it took them like almost an hour to get 20 laps in.
Yeah.
After they had gone pretty much all day without like a single wreck. I mean, they had a few here and there. But it was a really clean race for Talladega.
Yeah.
You get to the end, one person just spins out with, like, maybe 10 laps to go, and then I don't know how many times they had to try to restart the damn thing. It was just time and time and time again, and people started running low on gas, and so they had to come in.
Yeah.
And it just, now they were all bottled up, and you had all the fast cars at the back and the slow cars up front.
Yeah.
And you ended up with, like, you know, 12 cars in a steaming pile.
Yeah, and
why don't they just throw the rest of them in the pile with it?
Yeah, and everything comes down to the final laps anyway.
Yeah, and they kept trying to do this green-white checker, they call it, where if you have a caution when it's almost the end of the race, they don't that used to be you would just, if it was a caution, you would just go ahead and run out the laps, and that was the end of it. Now what they do is you just keep running laps. You get to the zero laps to go, but then they give you a green, and you go around once, and then they give you the checker or the white flag, one to go. And they did that three times.
That's bullshit. They should at least throw bodies out onto the track.
Yeah, or leave the cars. get the drivers out, but leave the cars. And with like 12 cars to clean up, that took forever.
Yeah.
And like I said, so many guys had to come in and get gas after that. So, you know, the whole complexion of the race changed.
Yeah.
And the guys who had been doing real good and stayed up front all day, they ended up having to come in to get gas. And somebody who had been in the back, you hadn't even heard from all day, ended up winning it.
Yeah.
Because he had more gas, basically. Now, he did have to pass somebody else that had more gas.
But they always try and get excited, too, on NASCAR when there's, like, one car way out. Oh, yeah, he's going to do it. Okay, we know.
Oh, well, that's all sports.
Yeah.
Sports are so much better with the sound off. But anyway,
ice
hockey is really underrated. But who cares?
I'm not sure if anybody really likes any type of sports.
Oh, some people do, definitely.
Oh, yeah, some people do, but I think...
People who don't have lives.
I mean, I like football, but I hate just about everything else surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, the thing with the draft.
Yeah.
Like, people get excited over that. And it's like, oh, yay. And that's probably the one... And it gets ratings, too. Mm-hmm. Somebody's watching it.
Yeah.
And I really don't think it's people watching it. I just think it's all... They're excited because the ratings are high. I think it's basically because all the sports bars in the country probably have it on.
Yeah.
So that will give you ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you're going to have your die-hard people. But it's probably the worst thing you could ever watch on TV.
You ever seen anything on the Women's Network?
No, this would be...
How about that classic car auction? If they just showed the classic cars, that would be great.
Well, all it is a bunch of people, you know, the football guys talking. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, they, you know, this is going to do this, and this is going to do this. And it's one guy, you know, guy comes out and makes, you say, oh, they've made their picks. So some guy walks up to the stage,
mm-hmm.
and you already know who the pick is before all that. And the guy, the commissioner is like, such and such here. It's like, oh, yeah. And it's so laughable because they're like, oh, yeah, look, he's happy that he got picked. It's like, no shit. What you'd be happy to? You're an instant millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, granted, when you get picked in like the last rounds of that thing, you're not making that much money.
Uh-huh.
But they try to make a big deal out of it. It's so like fake. And
mm-hmm.
it's just a bunch of swarmy ex-athletes and swarmy announcer guys trying to make something that's boring is watching paint dry on a wall exciting. It's not exciting. You know, maybe if they had it like in the middle of downtown Afghanistan in one of those towns, then it would be exciting.
Yeah.
Here comes the number one pick. Here's the number two pick. Anyway. I guess we're done talking about hockey.
Yeah.
So what's our verdict on that?
That it's underrated but unappreciated.
Yes.
That's what people don't get it enough credit, but frankly, why would they?
Yeah. I don't mind watching hockey this time of year because it's like playoff hockey.
Mm-hmm.
But then I only watch a little bit. I get tired of it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's move on. All right. I guess you heard about Kate Gosselin.
Yeah.
She was going to stop by, but apparently... The adult bookstore was running a special on strap-on, so we couldn't get her here. All right. How are we doing on time?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay. Should we move into random thoughts?
Sure.
All right. Well, I guess you want me to start this?
You always do.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. See, this is where we need music again, so we go, random thoughts. Boop-a-dee-boop-boo.
This is your segment. You know,
Dave, what if I told you that for $1,000 you could look at your personal jeans?
Okay.
Are you buying or not?
Probably not. How would I know they're actually mine unless I pay somebody else $1,000 and then cross compare them?
Yes.
I mean, it could be anybody's jeans. It might not even be jeans. They might just make something up.
Well, this dude is a doctor. Mm-hmm. We'll just call him Dr. Dude. And for $1,000, now they can look at your genes.
Yeah.
Apparently, somebody in his family was 19 years old, and they died in their sleep.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, they went through this whole thing, and so you can look at your genes to see what maybe you are, you know, susceptible to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that, it's $1,000. But then, of course, there's ethical questions involved and the whole thing that, well, just because you might be susceptible, this doesn't mean it's actually going to happen to you.
Yeah, it's all percentages.
Yeah. So I'm just letting people know, if you want to look at your jeans, it's $1,000. Or you could go to a store and buy a pair of jeans for $15.
Unless it's Walmart. They're only like $10, but they won't, you know, the first time you wash them, they shrink and they don't last. So the fact that they don't fit after the first time is actually kind of a blessing.
Yes. I once washed. Now, if you keep your jeans in your jeans and run them through the dryer, is that going to be bad for your jeans?
Well, what type of jeans are you talking about? You mean like Dockers?
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you have your jeans and a pair of jeans, and you run it through the dryer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of like when you hold two mirrors up together.
Yeah.
And the reflection goes on forever.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
All right. What if I told you that for $1,200, you can buy an authentic Siberian fox?
I'd say you'd be shitting me.
No, you can actually buy them.
Okay. Well.
Tame. You ever hear about that experiment where they tried to domesticate foxes?
No.
In Siberia? It was actually fur traders.
Okay.
Tried to domesticate them for, because they're, you know, wild foxes are pretty hard to handle.
Yeah.
So they wanted to breed the more tame ones together so that they would be easy to handle. And what they found is within just a few generations, they were more or less like just dogs. And they started to get kind of, instead of the pointy ears, they had kind of floppy ears. And they kind of go through this junior phase where their coat is kind of ugly looking.
Yeah.
They found that they retained that into adulthood.
Okay.
Even until they died. It's called neoteny, retaining the things of adolescence.
Yeah.
Also known as facelift surgery.
Yeah.
But they still make them, and you can still buy them for about $1,200.
Why would you want a Siberian fox?
Well, because if you can't make up your mind between a cat or a dog, I mean, it's sort of like a dog, but it uses a litter box and climbs trees.
Yeah.
And if it ever gets out of your house, you're probably not getting it back.
Don't let the fox out.
It also digs under just about anything except it now. I mean, you cannot build a fence deep enough to keep a fox from digging under it.
All right, well, I don't think I'll be buying a fox then. But it's good that people know that now. Did you know that Conan recently opened up and is talking about Leno now?
Mm-hmm.
See, when I said opening up, I thought you're probably going to say ass play. But we're not talking about ass play. Apparently, he's going to be on 60 Minutes soon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's basically saying that he wouldn't have done that if he was in Jay's position.
Yeah, but then he did that to the guy he stole the... When he went to TBS or whatever, he kicked a guy out of his slot and took over some... did the exact same thing that Jay Leno did. And kicked somebody else who was on at 10. Now, he's going to be on at 10, and the other guy has to go on at 11.
Yeah.
The only difference is the other guy isn't a whiny bitch. He just agreed to go on at 11.
Well, he also needs a lot of help, too.
I got to quit. I can't work here anymore. You were mean to me.
Well, his big thing with Leno is, like, you should, you know, let it go. Mm-hmm. He could have went someplace else.
Yeah.
Which he really could have, and I don't, you know, who really cares? Who's watching these fucking shows anymore anyway?
Yeah.
So it's important to know that he's upset.
Yeah.
And that he's suffering now with that $45 million payout that he got.
Yeah. Okay, well, I went autocrossing last week.
Okay.
First of all, somebody forgot to check my calendar. Apparently, the 25th was on Sunday. I didn't realize that until I got there on Saturday and there was no one else there.
Okay.
But I did go to Ollie's, so that was all right. It's not like we don't have three Ollie's outlets closer than the one in Lancaster. But...
Well, like I said, it's actually their fault because you showed up early.
Yeah, I know.
It's their fault. It's always their fault.
Anyway, I raced against a 2010 Camaro.
Yeah.
I was thinking I really had a shot because that thing is a boat.
Yeah.
It weighs more than some SUVs.
Yeah.
Whereas mine is not exact. Hey, mine's like 3,500 pounds. That's not light by any standard, but that one's over 4,000 pounds.
Yeah.
And he still beat me. But that's what happens when you have one person that knows how to drive and the other person doesn't.
Yeah.
Even though, plus I have trash shocks, but that's just an excuse.
Yeah. Did you know now that you can make cell phone payments as alternative cash?
No, I didn't.
Yes.
Where are you going with this?
Well, there's an article now. There's companies now making like USB drives, basically,
mm-hmm.
that you can add onto your cell phones so you can use them to do payments. So instead of having cash, if you don't have cash,
mm-hmm.
you can use a cell phone to make payments and run your credit cards into them and things like that.
Okay.
And even with the iPhones, there's an app where if both people have it, you can put it together, put your phones together and exchange money that way.
Yeah.
So if you like fraud easily, this is for you.
Yeah.
But supposedly this is the wave of the future now because there's less cash and so people want to use their phones. But they say a lot of people haven't really adopted onto it because of the fraud thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just easier to just pull out a credit. Everyone usually has a card with them.
Yeah. If you buy stuff online, you probably have it memorized.
Yeah.
I have my old credit card number memorized, but I got a new one last year.
Yeah.
I still don't remember it.
But, you know, this is great because now it'll definitely make people want to steal your phone even more.
Yeah. It'll be so much more convenient than having to hang around at the ATM.
Yeah, I know.
You know, waiting for somebody to make a big withdrawal to go buy drugs.
Yeah, or just, show up at someone's house and you just take their cell phone now.
Yeah.
Are you really asking for problems with this? This is I mean, things like that just make you really realize how stupid people really are. I mean, yeah, it is nice to be able to do that,
mm-hmm.
but no one really thinks outside the box saying, well, this is nice, but then if I have all this information stored in my phone,
mm-hmm.
then someone gets your phone to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's probably just going to be like one number to call and shut everything down, but stuff's going to slip through the cracks. And are you going to remember the number? Because you got the emergency phone number written down on the back of your phone.
Yeah. Well, I know if you call, you can call the cell phone company and have them shut down your phone.
Yeah.
But usually, you know, if you don't do that right away, even if it's 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's enough time for them to clean you out.
Yeah.
Actually, if it's a credit card and they just charge up max on your credit card, you'd probably be okay.
Yeah,
you'd probably only be liable for the first $50, just like any other credit card fraud.
You would, but it'd be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And like any system, you can exploit it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Then plus two, if you have, if all that's in your phone, the information, your bank accounts and things like that,
mm-hmm.
it's like a key to the city, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, here, rob me blind.
Yeah, I don't even have any of my banking information stored on my computer, and I have all the, do not save passwords for this site and all that. I don't even have it bookmarked.
Yeah.
I have to type it in every time.
I usually have a paper taped to my dash with all my bank account numbers and my pins.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, when I'm at work, I'm real cynical. I just keep my password on the side of the monitor. And I know IS has seen it. They don't give a shit. Apathetic IS department.
Just asking for it. Well, I don't have any more random thoughts.
All right. Do you have the internet comment of the week?
No, actually, I didn't get one this week.
Oh, you forgot.
No, I didn't really see any that were really good.
Huh.
I mean, I've went into when I was reading the stories about the you know, the oil that's destroying the Gulf right now.
Yeah.
You know, I figured there'd be some juicy ones in there. No, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's actually, like, normal.
Yeah. I did see one interesting comment. All the people who are chanting, drill, 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 go down there and clean, clean, clean.
But, you know, since we are talking about this for a little bit, I want to say I think it's a conspiracy that oil rig blew up.
Yeah.
Because... So the gas companies want to raise the prices. So What better way than to blow up an oil rig and destroy that whole area?
Yeah.
It makes sense if you think about it.
Well, it would make sense if Exxon blew up the BP oil rig. I don't think BP would have blown up their own.
Why not? It's an insurance cost. You can write that off.
I think it's probably like underwater submarine warfare, and they're sabotaging each other and rocketing whales and stuff. Like Subwar 2050.
Yeah.
You ever see that game?
No.
Where, you know, you would try to, you would do stuff. It was Syndicate underwater, basically.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the next news report to come out after this because of this accident. Now gas is going to have to go up, which it will.
Because gas was already going up anyway.
Yeah, and now it's going to be even worse.
Yeah, well, now they're actually going to have a plausible excuse.
Yeah. This rig, the rig that somebody blew up, I mean, it just happened. But I bet you there's a great conspiracy out there for it right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it is. Well, I guess we should wrap this shindig up, huh?
All right.
All right, well, like aggressivecouch@gmail.com, and we are still on iTunes.
Yeah, although we're probably going to move to Android tunes.
Yes. Anyway, I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And we'll see you next time on the couch.